欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏，欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。今天起来聊一聊恋爱的那些事儿，聊一聊不利于恋情的坏习惯。Checking their phone， 检查对方的手机。In the world of online relationships, one or more and more people are obsessively checking their partner's history, messages, and social media posts. Livy says, unfortunately, this is a double-edged sword. If you find something that looks suspicious,It's almost impossible to raise it with your partner. This means you need to review your snooping. You also usually don't have all the context, so it's easy to misinterpret what you're seeing. And if you find nothing, often you assume they are just being extra secretive.And the cycle continues, she says. If you're having difficulty trusting your partner, it's best to talk to them and work out strategies together order to address this concern. 在网络恋情的世界当中，越来越多的人痴迷于检查另外一半的历史聊天记录、短信和社交状态。刘易斯说道，不幸的是，这种行为有利有弊。如果你发现了一些猫腻，你几乎不会直接问你的对象，因为这就意味着你要向他坦白你偷偷看了他的手机了。通常你看到的东西没有上下文，因此呢，很容易产生误解。如果你什么都没有发现，你就会假设他们十分谨慎，以此类推，循环往复。他说道，如果你很难相信自己的对象，那么最好的方法就是和他们聊一聊，并一起找出解决方法。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。